Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It's 5:45. My name is John Holmberg. This is the Morning Sickness. Look, there's Brady. Brett Festley's in the chair. We got Big Dick Toledo running all over the place. We're ready to go for a beautiful Friday and a palatable feeling after two children went up and started to fight again last night. They did a nice job. There was a mute button on the president, and his friend Joe, so they didn't yell at each other because they're adults and they can't live with the idea of somebody saying just behave. So the mute button worked. They did a nice job. It was watchable.
Yeah, for a change.
Totally didn't get sick afterwards. So of course, I drank like a fish. I decided we were just going to drink last night, so we ended up getting really. And I got like. Nightclub drunk.
Nice.
For no reason at all last night. It was really
fun. Did you dance afterwards?
Actually, what's odd about that, Brady, we did have some I turned on some dance music, and we jokingly danced for a little bit, and then the dogs got in on it. Next thing you know, I'm about six songs in. I'm covered in sweat. I'm not kidding. It's funny you asked that.
It felt good, though, didn't it?
I guess. We were just laughing and dancing, and I was dancing with dogs. Hilarious. And then sort of sick. From all the drinking, and then I climbed in the shower, and I thought, it's bedtime. I don't know what time it is, but it's bedtime. It might have been like 8:30. I don't know. I was plastered. It was fun, though, and that's the only way to get through any sort of presidential election.
A nanny boo-boo contest.
Yeah. You have to just get plastered and realize, hey, I can still do this. Yeah, so we got drunk. It was great. And, you know, the one thing I got the takeaway from, because I don't remember much of it now, I remember at the end of it, thinking, man, I think Brett Festley is Joe Biden's debate coach because that guy says, come on, more than anything.
That could be the new drinking game.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Every time he says that, you take a shot.
I would have been more drunk. I would have been 10 times drunker. He says, come on, as an argument. It's you do it, too. Like, it's as your entire point.
Yeah.
You got this, come on. And they're like, wow, all you say is that's your exclamation. It's really actually funny.
And the accusations back and forth. Of complete denials on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
You had a bank account in China.
Yeah. I make money from China. No, you make money from. No, you do. Here, look, I'll post videos of you doing it.
I had one.
And today is the.
The ATM fees were killing me.
Each guy posts a video of the other guy saying what he didn't do the next day, and it's hilarious.
Is it 5 hours worth on either side?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be better than that.
Longer than the debates were.
So a state representative last night from, where is she from? Georgia. She's a state rep in Georgia. Her name is Deshaun Kendrick. During the debate, tweeted out, did Donald Trump just say 545 kids, they can't find their parents, came through over the border with the help of cartels and coyotes? How the hell does a coyote bring a whole human across a border? Good Lord, man, stop talking.
Oh, boy.
What a moron. Oh,
she is a state representative.
She got elected, too.
And then a guy named Ivan fired back. Cartels hollow out the insides of the coyote, leaving only the heart and lungs. Then they stuff the child inside. The child has been trained to drive the coyote from inside by operating the tail like a rudder and looking through the nostrils. It's some real next-level stuff, Deshaun.
Those are some nice keyboard muscles. I like that.
That's strong. But that's a state representative for Georgia saying, unbelievable.
The one thing that caught their attention. Coyote!
Did he say coyotes bring the kid? I have to get on Twitter and make an ass of myself to the rest of the nation.
Nothing about the numbers.
It never looked into it. Well, it is kind of off-putting if you don't know what a coyote is. And you think it's coyotes, and coyotes are taking children across the border, and you don't know. I gave her the benefit of the doubt when I'm like, if you didn't know, and you just heard that, you would think that that's insane. But you got to know. At this point, if you're in politics,
yeah, exactly,
all, you've got to know that. That's like working at Home Depot and not knowing where the wood is. It's just, you've got to know that that's a pretty big deal. Maybe not
looking
for
around
Georgia.
The room, like, anyone else hear that?
Georgia doesn't have, like, we're in Arizona, so we know. Maybe in Georgia.
Yeah.
They're really not worried about.
I don't know. I think the immigration policy the immigration thing is nationwide. I mean, maybe not as strong in Georgia, but everybody knows about it. So
I used to think
and
that.
And if you're a state representative, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I used to think that, Brett, but I just read that. And now I have to realize, oh. They don't know. Those people don't know. There are people out there who just
don't know. I've killed with some coyote jokes in the Midwest.
Well, sure, you got that. With the coyote?
Yeah.
Or coyotes. Well, we got that letter years ago from a lady who was, like, trying to use me as the mouthpiece to get the Phoenix Coyotes to change their name because she went the other way with it because they represent so many lives ruined by people being smuggled across the border. And I'm like, have you seen the sweater? It's an actual dog head.
There's not a picture of the cartel on the front
of
it.
You don't know the
which could have been spectacular.
Absolutely.
What are those homonyms? Words that sound the same. But
synonyms. Or no,
homonym. I think a homonym is like eight and eight.
Right.
And, you know the difference, but coyote and coyote. It's just ridiculous that we have people out there who just don't know. But we have people out there who just don't know. But that's pretty fantastic. And I would very much like somebody to draw that or actually implement that idea. Hollow out coyotes and use them as, trot them across the border. I think
three
it's hilarious.
Three people and one adult coyote.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And you know what the best thing was about the debate? It kept me from watching one single solitary minute of the Giants versus Eagles. I think that's really the win for the United States is that nobody watched the Giants and the Eagles game last night. I did know, however, that at the end, what was it, 22-21 or something like that, and there was going to be a two-point conversion. All my gambling buddies text over, and they're like, the fix is in this year. Since they started to realize the over-unders in football with COVID were different this year a little bit, and teams are scoring a little more, they've adjusted the overs. Last night's over-under was, 44.5?
Nice.
So if that two-point conversion goes, it's the half. It's the hook.
Right.
It's unreal how good these guys are at over-under games. The other night, I talked to a guy who gambles all the time. And the Cardinals and Cowboys game was 55. And I'm like, the Cowboys, even with Dak out, are going to score 20 points. And the Cardinals are going to run. I knew I had the Cardinals. I wrote it down. 38-28 was my final score for the Cardinals-Cowboys. And I'm like, that over-under is going to get eaten alive. They knew that Andy Dalton wasn't going to score any points. They were one touchdown away from actually having 55 exact points. They were at 48, and the Cowboys were. Then, of course, they got rid of it. But that's an unreal skill to guess the score in the
early
game.
Yeah.
And it feels like the fix is in when they're that good at it, and they've had such a huge year where gambling's dropped off. But how do you know the Eagles and Giants to a half point? It just can't. You can't predict.
Let alone
either.
Work in the fix.
Yeah, and then you have the one run where Daniel Jones falls down on his own on a breakaway. He's just by himself. I'm like, well, the gamblers loved that. They tackled him.
His 80-yard scramble.
This is huge. It makes you wonder because that's. I mean, if I told you, if all of us, and we're all pretty aware of football, said guess the final score, or at least the amount of points in the Giants versus the Eagles, two teams that are. Two wins between them, one tie, and they have been completely unpredictable about what they put on the field. The Eagles scored against the Ravens defense in two quarters and almost came back and put 30 on them in two quarters. And you're like, okay, they're capable of exploding. The Giants don't score points at all. And there they were a half a point away from the whole thing.
Yeah, but if you were to take 10 people randomly that follow football, maybe even less than that.
Right.
I bet you get one or two that are pretty darn close that could set
on
the
one
line.
Game,
but they're to let have one person
do all
set the line.
Even if you had 10
people, amazing
10 people in a room setting the line for all the games,
that don't know anything about it either.
You can just
like
throw a number out. Yeah. But I'm saying if you know something, you can't. You would struggle each. They're very rarely off by more than
I know.
It's three points crazy. Is a huge difference. That's why in college football, if they had that, they used to have over or like point spreads of 40 points.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you got to take that. You got to take 40 points. And the game would end a 39-point difference. And you're like, this is unreal. Like, they know.
Clemson had one this year. I think it was 73-7.
And what was
it was
the point
spread? Final.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the point spread was probably 64 points. It probably just missed it. It's incredible.
Sure, nobody got that, except maybe a guy with an Italian last name. He might have gotten it.
One of your people's like, of course, 63 points was exactly what I was telling you guys. Jesus. Pay attention.
Trevor Lawrence just looks up in the stands, and the guy looks for the nose, picks the nose.
It's the thing on the nose.
I need two more.
Was so close, Trevor, but I handed out 60 points this morning. You need to light it up, kid.
Trevor's looking at the guy in the pinstripe suit up there. And
it's the only guy in the whole crowd. COVID eliminates everybody except Vincent.
I got you, Trevor. Hey, Trevor.
He's just screaming out because he can hear him.
Trevor, you're getting closer. 63. That's the spread I put on this. He'll get it. Don't worry about it. Forgot about it. Trevor's going to get me my 63.
And he did. It's crazy. Yeah, I don't understand how that works. And it's scary because you get involved. I occasionally dabble, I think illegally, pretty sure illegally, with some people with gambling. I send it over through the Cash App, and then they do the damage with people I don't know. I'm almost positive it's a federal offense. In fact, I'm positive it's a federal offense.
You pay your taxes on it.
Well, no.
He only paid $750.
I paid $750 a filing fee. That's all. You know, a lot of people say you can do that, a filing fee. But a filing fee. And it's very good. Very good, Brady. It's a good gamble. Gambling.
But yeah, I'll do that. And I talk to them, and then they'll talk to the guy. And sometimes I get texts back when he didn't want to do it.
Like, what?
He didn't want to do that. I'm like, he didn't want to take my money? No. It's not that much. I was just
not looking good today.
I don't want to call him back. Like, you're afraid of him? Does he know I'm on the... Yeah, he knows you. He knows your show. I'm like, oh, no, don't tell him my name. I get weird about it. And then there's a couple guys who are legit. I still think it's illegal, but... Because you know when I know it's illegal? When the guy I'm talking to go, dude, totally on the up and up. Like, okay.
I would just like to see the operation.
I mean,
there's a little headquarter where it all comes in and...
I don't know how it works.
The big smoky room, the guy with the green visor
on. Yeah. You hope for that.
That's how I picture it.
I hope for that, but yeah. I think it's not. I think it's a guy in an office building.
With a laptop?
Misusing his equipment and doing it in a place that's going to get everybody in trouble.
What a Sunday.
Yeah, it's just going to get everyone in trouble. Because I usually start looking like an hour before the game. Basketball, I have a friend who does it in basketball. He goes, take this plus the hook on this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, my God. He goes, it's a guarantee. He used to handicap games. And he's like, this, this, and this. I'm like, okay. And so I'll tell him to bet. He goes, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, why? He goes, my guy. And I'm like, what? My guy. Won't. He's not. Just I can't. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Why did you just call me? Well, if you've got a guy. I'm like, I don't. I've got you. You call me and tell me this stuff. And then you tell your guy that I got a buddy who wants to go. I didn't want to go outside of him. He didn't
You're
trust.
You're like, Dad, come on.
Dad, just say it's your money. You don't even have to involve me. No, my guy. What is your guy? It's overseas or something. Like he's in the Marshall Islands. I'm like, why are we doing this? Why do you bother me? It's weird. But yeah, the gambling thing is just so, it's strange because last night I was thinking about it. But
the eye-opener was, it was a couple years ago when Brett Ernst came in and whether or not, but he knew the whole, the VIG and how to run it. When he was down in Jersey. And
he ran the whole deal.
Yeah.
He used to run the little gambling
room. Two rooms. One guy on one phone, he's on another phone.
Totally illegal, by the way.
Yeah.
Because they got in trouble, too.
Yep.
Like, he got huge busted for running.
And the one dude
a little Vegas there. Yeah. And he had the one guy.
$28 million.
Because the money starts rolling a little quick. And it's because guys like my friend will text me and go, you got to get in on this. Get some action on this. And then the guy's like, no, I got too much coming in. Like, it gets noticeable when all of a sudden his Cash App or whatever he's going through has $25,000 in like 12 minutes just coming in for nothing.
And
I can't do it.
You know,
I can't do it. It's too obvious. I need cash. The envelopes used to work a lot better.
Yeah, I would think so. I wouldn't want it on.
No, I wouldn't want it on my phone at all.
Yeah.
In my Cash App, I always send over. They make you write down in Cash App what it is.
Yeah.
Gambling. I always write that because I don't want to be caught like in a goof. Like if I goofed around and said for Brett's underpants. Oh, you spent $1,000. Oh, no, I was joking. It's code for gambling. That was I just write gambling because I think if it's illegal and it goes down, I'll just act like I was on top of it all. I don't know what it is. I get nervous about that stuff. Real nervous about that stuff. I don't want to play anymore. I got three guys.
Do you have a regular time? I mean, like on Saturday or Sunday morning?
I usually, like Thursday night, it seems to catch me. And I don't know why that is.
This weekend's brewing.
I'll see point spreads, and I'm like, whoa, something will catch my eye. And if it catches my eye, I call my guys.
Now, do you call or do you get solicited?
Well, I get solicited on stuff they think is a lock.
Okay.
But I have a couple of dudes that I just call or text. One of them works here. And the only bad thing about that was I text him the other day on the Cardinals-Cowboys over-under. And I said, over-under's 55.5. Thinking about making this thing. And then I get a text back, and he goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, all we do is ever the only thing I ever contact you for is gambling. And I said, it's Cardinals over-under. And he goes, oh, I thought you were wanting to go to dinner or something. I'm like, we've never been to dinner before. What are you doing? He goes, I just thought you were just reaching out. I'm like, never mind. I'll call my other guy, Brandon.
Somebody's making their 14% back around
here. He wanted to go to dinner instead. He ignored my request for a bet. And he's like, let's go talk and go out and have dinner. I'm like, no. Yuck. No. You take an action? I think that's what you say. You take an action? And then they're like, my guy.
Taking it or not?
Take an action or you leave an action. Leave it on the table. And I had to pay cash once, and that was nerve-wracking. I had a guy when I worked at Tony Roma's pull a gun on my friend. We were doing parlays every Saturday. And he pulled a gun on him at a house party because his guy sent another guy to take care of my guy. But my guy had already paid our bet. We were real good about paying our bet. He got confused. So he sent some henchmen over to threaten him. It was the wrong dude. So my friend Chad standing in his apartment with a few people over, having a little get-together, and some guy comes up behind him and puts a gun on the side of his head, and he goes, blah, 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 something in his ear about paying. And he goes, I paid. I don't know what's going on. So Chad comes back to me, and I'm like, I like Virginia. Over Virginia Tech, that's 10 points. He goes, oh, no, we're never doing that again. And I'm like, why? And he goes, I had a gun pulled on me. He said, we're done gambling. I'm like, oh, we were killing it. But the guy went in and thought Chad was someone else, gun to his head.
Cleared it up.
He told him, he said his name wrong. And he's like, that's not me. And he's like showing ID and stuff. And he goes, you got to go. But he showed up at this guy's house.
Sorry, wrong party.
We're 20 years old and scared to death. Guy's pulling guns within like 4 weeks of the college season started. It was hilarious. Just be careful. And don't take advice from me, because I'm pretty sure what I'm doing can land me in jail. I think. I don't know. I don't know the rules. Do you?
No.
Is it legal?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it isn't. But I have a guy who has a guy, so it's not me.
As long as you're paying your taxes on
it. Oh, all the time.
No, but... Yeah, they would have to come to you, and you'd have to say, if you snitched your guy.
Yeah. I've never won a lot of money doing
this. Odds
are
you won't get in trouble.
Like, the most I ever won was on a Pro Bowl. I won $500.
You bet on a Pro Bowl?
Always bet the over on
really?
A Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl they score 600 points in that thing. Yeah, there's no defense. Yeah. I don't even know why they allow gambling.
So is that the year you actually watched the Pro Bowl?
I did. I made it interesting. I did watch the Pro Bowl. This guy, Christopher, says, dude. Be careful. Didn't you say the IRS is on your ass right now? They're not. We're good. We're clear. Me and the IRS are good. But yeah.
And I don't think it is on the, like, if you're reporting winnings,
yeah.
Which you do
yeah.
from Vegas and stuff, and you're paying taxes, that's all. Capiche. Yeah.
All right.
It's the unreported cash.
All right. I also have a condominium that my friend Richard lives in, and I have sex with him, and he pays me in rent money for sex for rent money. Is that okay?
That's a barter.
Oh, okay. That's a bartering system? Yeah. Okay.
There's still a value on it.
Yeah. We play over under a different way at his house. But sometimes Rich can't come up with the rent, so I'm like, you know what that means. And I go over there dressed as usually a cop or a firefighter, and then.
Do you bring the boombox in and everything
always,
else?
Yeah. There's been a noise complaint, and I make his kids go up in their room, and then. Daddy pays rent, you know. That's legal. That's okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's a complete barter system. We don't gamble.
It's an arrangement.
Yeah. I don't know. My admission of guilt this morning is more ignorance. I just don't know. I call people to try to bet for me. I don't even have a bookie. If you're a bookie, I'd like to deal with you directly. But how's it any different than the bet I have with this guy Leo this weekend that we're going to buy each other a jersey for the Steelers and Titans game? He's the only Titans fan I've ever met in my life. And we bet jerseys on
You've
the
gotten
game.
Like five out of that. Is that the
no,
guy?
I've no, got, I think he beats me every time. This,
oh,
we're,
he does.
We're due up. Yeah, the Steelers lose to the Titans.
Get the one guy you have the bet.
Oh, that's it. Like yeah, that's a guy from the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Every year he wants
Adam
to make
Cox's
some.
Cox's buddy.
Yeah, some stupid bet about the Cardinals season. And every year it's like, they're going to be better than the Steelers. I'm like, all right. Over under on wins for the Cardinals. I'm like, six. I'll take the over. All right. That was like 2 years ago when they won three games. Yeah, we have good bets. But yeah, just gambling in general. I like it. I don't know if it's legal or not, though.
So. I tried that sports book the last time we were in Vegas. I got it. I didn't get it.
Oh, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
It's too scary. Like, yeah. And when you go to make the bet.
And then I asked for advice or like how to even to place the bet.
Don't do that.
Don't oh, yeah.
The person,
no, I learned.
The person behind the counter doesn't want anything to do with you. I went up to bet the fight when I was up there for Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. And I had a couple bets. And the list is like round eight knockout, round eight stoppage, round eight this. And I'm like, okay, I think we're going to get to. I had a friend betting the fifth round. And so I made a bet for him. But you have a code. You don't just go up and say, hey, I want Tyson Fury in a knockout in the fourth. Code, please. Huh? 0-4-2-3. And I'd read the wrong one.
Yeah.
So I got him the wrong. He wanted the eighth round. And I think it would have paid something. I told him, I said, I got the wrong round for you. I got the ninth or something. I said, I'll pay it if it goes this distance. Whatever it was the reverse. Luckily, I didn't have to pay it. It didn't pay out. And then I had a fourth round knockout. But code, and I'm like, I don't know how this code. I'm like, I don't understand the code.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, never mind. I'll go to the next window. And you stand in line for like 10 minutes. It's like the soup Nazi. You feel like if I screw this up, he's going to kill me.
It
Nobody
is.
Helps you. Hands off table.
And that's got to be by design.
Oh, completely. They don't want any dickery in there. But it makes me want to go back up because at least it's legal there, and I know for sure. It's 6:06. Let's get a wake-up song. I'll bet you we get a good one. How much, Brady? How much?
We'll code.
Yeah.
What's the over-under?
The over-under on it being something about, Ace of Spades will be on the list. 6:06. Give us a wake-up song. 585-9800, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.